cadere naiva che l'amor innocent chi dorme dans son cœur dû se changer un jour en une ardeur plus vive et trouvera jamais son sa fraîcheur, son éclat vermeil. Fraîcheur, son éclat vermeil.
Québécois tenor Richard Verrault sang two arias from the opera Mignon by Ambroise Thomas. He was accompanied by the RAI Symphony Orchestra of Turin, conducted by Wilfred Pelletier. I'm David Kavlovic, and you're listening to Classical Muse, heard each week at this time on your local campus and community radio station, as well as on the YouTube channel Talking Albums. Forward and backwards. Next, an interesting but not often played transcription of other keyboard works of François Couperin, these transcriptions for orchestra by Richard Strauss. This Tanz suite consists of eight Couperin compositions and was prepared by Richard Strauss in 1923. That was the original version of the suite. Over the decades, up to 1941, this ballet of sorts was augmented with more selected keyboard pieces, and the whole suite was renamed Verklungene Fest, or Bygone Festivities. We're going to hear the original 1923 version of eight movements, wonderfully scored for small orchestra with harpsichord. Here is the Dance Suite after François Couperin by Richard Strauss. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields is conducted by Sir Neville Mariner. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sir Neville Mariner conducted his famous Academy of St. Martin in the Fields in an arrangement of keyboard works of François Couperin for chamber orchestra in 1923 by Richard Strauss. Let's keep the happy spirits going for our final work with the Eighth Symphony by Ludwig van Beethoven. By design, Beethoven's even number symphonies were lighter in effect than the odd numbered symphonies. It's almost as if Beethoven needed a breather in between all that heavy material. These even numbered symphonies often demonstrated Beethoven's humorous side, and his Eighth Symphony, composed in 1812, greatly exemplifies that. It is lighthearted, but not lightweight. Proof of that is, even though this is an even-numbered symphony, the development section of the first movement is perhaps the most intense of all his development sections, save the Third Symphony. It's also rather short, which is not the case with the Third Symphony, so the intensity is brief but effective. A joy from beginning to end. Here is Ludwig van Beethoven's Symphony No. 8 in F Major, Opus 93, performed by another Academy orchestra, the Academy of Ancient Music, conducted by Christopher Hogwood. Always a delight to hear. We finish today's episode of Classical Muse with the Symphony No. 8 in F major, Opus 93, composed by Ludwig van Beethoven in 1812. The Academy of Ancient Music was conducted by Christopher Hogwood. Join me again next week for more great music, guaranteed, here on Classical Muse. I'm David Kavlovic. Thanks for listening.